This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Every week while the legislature is in session, we try to bring you, which just ended Friday, the regular session did. We try to bring you a Under the Dome update to kind of let you know where we're at, what's coming up. This week joining us is Senator Stephen Owens. So thanks, Stephen. Thank you for joining us. Pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Hey, thank you very much, John. Always a pleasure to join you.
So, Hell Week is over, and here's another shocker. No midnight. I mean, we had so many midnight sessions when I was in there. You guys had it easy. No midnights this week, huh?
I'll tell you, for the first time in, 6 years, this is year number 7, we didn't have a midnight showdown on the last night. And I think it speaks to our supermajority and the efficiency at which we're able to things through the process.
And your leadership. Kudos to Hawkins and Masterson and the rest of their teams. It speaks to leadership as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, 100%, right? Because in the Senate, we started running bills very early and making really good progress. I mean, as you know, we have such a new freshman class in the Senate of really, really strong conservatives that have come in and done such a fantastic job under Masterson and Blasey's leadership. It's been remarkable to sit back and to be part of that and to watch that happen.
By the way, I'd be remiss if I didn't say hello from our mutual friend Blake Bye. He said shot me a tweet earlier and said, make sure to say hello to him. So,
Blake is my buddy. I love that guy over there in Hillsborough, America, holding down the fort and local government.
Yep, he's our buddy. Okay, let's start with the budget. Credit, where credit's due, you guys cut $1.47 billion this year, which is a 5.4% cut. Without, by the way, cutting, critical services like roads or schools, fully funded schools, despite what, the Democrats are claiming. And yet the downside is there's still more spending. So it's yay. It's good news and bad. It's kind of a mixed bag, isn't it?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it was a significant mixed bag because while, yes, technically we cut, $1.4 billion, you got to understand that in 25, the increase was $2.7 billion.
Right.
So if you look over the past 2 years, that cut is really not as significant as what many of us would have liked to have seen.
Well, and here's the other thing that I noticed when I started looking at the out years. That's a problem. I mean, right now, we're basically deficit spending. We're spending down that surplus, which I would have rather just seen the surplus go back to the people. But eventually, you're going to run out of that, and you're facing budget shortfalls in a number of years.
Yeah, you're right. Now, always, as keeping an eye on those out years, those are maybe indicators of a trend. But, for example, we're still working off of last year's revenue estimates, and we took in an extra $115 million in February.
Right, exactly.
So I see those out years already changing. But regardless of that, you're 100% right. We know the trend that we're heading. And we tried an entirely new budget process this year, which I might add was a bit painful. Just trying to keep up with the new process and the lack of time and the different approach was certainly very challenging, especially on the Senate side, where I sat on Ways and Means. But even still, you know, we worked really diligently and let many of the organizations know that, hey, look, you're going to have to take a bit of a haircut this year,
which is good. I mean, I'm glad to see that. I think a lot of us were hoping to see that. Let's talk about taxes. I was actually pleasantly surprised to see the single rate tax come back. I thought we'd lost that fight last year when, you know, Laura Kelly, with the help of some, you know, others, when she vetoed that. And we don't get me wrong, I was glad to see a tax cut. Would have liked to see the single rate when we first came up, but we finally got to a single rate tax cut. We also saw some property tax cuts. And I will give you guys some grace, because we all know that cutting property taxes at the state level doesn't really do much, because the real culprits when it comes to property taxes are your cities, your counties, and the schools. There's not a whole lot the state can do there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
No, as you know, we collect 21.5 mils. 20 mils goes straight to schools.
Right.
We're just a pass-through entity. 1.5 mils is building, maintenance, stuff like that. And so, yeah, we passed legislation to eliminate that 1.5 mils and backfill it with state general funds. But there is so much more we can do, John. And it's one of those things is the number one thing that we hear as we're talking to people are property taxes, property taxes, property taxes. And there were three or four different options that were thrown around and discussed in the House and the Senate. And I'm still hoping, because I know that there is a property tax plan that holds local governments accountable and requires a vote if they exceed certain benchmarks in levy increases, that is certainly still a conference committee report sitting on our tax chair's desk that could be run during the veto session.
That was going to be my next question. It's sort of like with great minds think alike. Do you think there's a chance? Because I think you and I both know the issue isn't the issue is always spending. But part of it is these appraisals and these local municipalities. And again, it's not just cities and counties. I think the bigger culprit is the schools. But they just constantly are exceeding R&R. They're constantly spending, and it's hard to hold them accountable. I know you guys have got some provisions in there, be it either a cap or something that allows a protest petition or something. You guys have got some bills that could help the taxpayers. Any chance that you'll look at those when you go back?
I certainly hope so, and I certainly think it's possible, because I know there was an agreement between the House and the Senate. I think Senate got a little bit flustered with the House when the constitutional amendment on property tax appraisals went down in flames in the House. I was no fan of that property tax amendment and could go into that for various reasons, but it's a dead issue now. But suffice it to say, it passed the Senate a couple of times, and when the House took it up, it died a miserable, fiery, as I call, a double death, because somebody brought it up for reconsideration immediately and re-killed it. So that one is dead, but there is a a policy piece out there that would hold local governments accountable. And I've got to agree with you, John. One of our biggest culprits in the budget and in the tax process continues to be this mandatory school spending.
Right.
Because K-12 still got an extra $200 million last year in new spending on top of the increases in valuations, the LOBs, and all of the property taxes that we pay. So while we're asking other organizations to take a haircut, other state agencies, very important ones, K-12 just continues to get their increases and move down the road.
And
something's got to give there, John.
And yet, they're still using the three-year rolling average for enrollment. So they could have had, and most have had, declines in enrollment, and yet that's not factored in. And in most cases, their student achievement numbers are flat or down. So there's no accountability for performance, and enrollment could be down, and yet they're still getting more money.
It is a very, very frustrating system, and it truly speaks to, you know, the power of the school lobby.
Right. Yes.
The KASB and the KNEA are very, very effective at putting the pressure on certain people. And so we don't have a supermajority that is willing to tackle that issue. We have a supermajority on a lot of other issues, and we've done a lot of really good stuff this year with our supermajority. But when it comes to tackling some of the challenges in education, we're just not there yet.
We're talking with State Senator Stephen Owens, and I know I've got to let you run, but you guys passed a couple of things that strengthened the integrity of Kansas elections. Laura Kelly vetoed one. You guys were able to override that. What do you think? There were a few other election bills. She didn't override those, so those are now law, correct?
Yeah. If they've hit her desk and she signed them, she hasn't signed a whole lot yet because most things got to her quite towards the end. So I'm not 100% sure on what she signed. But the other one, you're right. We did override her on the elimination of the three-day grace period. So if I remember correctly, we've become the 34th state in the nation to say Election Day is Election Day and set that hard deadline. But the other thing that we did pass that will go to the voters in November of 26 is the citizens only voting amendment.
Right.
That's a constitutional amendment that people will have a chance to vote on.
Yeah, I was glad to see that one too. You've got a couple of good amendments that I like. The one on judicial selection as well is another one that, we've waited decades for that. I'm glad to see that finally put that judicial selection reform on the 26th ballot as well.
Yeah, that is going to be so huge. You know, we've got such a broken system in Kansas. We're the only ones that use this type of a system. It's not the right system. While arguably I'd love to have been on the committee that had the debate about whether to do a federal or a direct election, because I'd like to have heard more about the pros and cons. Regardless, either one of them are better than what we currently have. And so I'm really excited to finally change the system here in Kansas for the better.
I never did hear what ultimately happened. There were a couple of marijuana bills that were introduced into the Senate this session. Neither of them went anywhere. I doubt anything's going to happen in veto. So if that does, and don't get me wrong, I'm not a huge proponent of marijuana, although you, judging by my voice, you might think I've been toking on one while I'm sitting here in studio. I doubt that's going to come back up in veto, is it?
No, I don't envision that coming up. That never even had a hearing in either chamber. It was introduced very late in the session. I'd be surprised, honestly, if it made a significant stand next session. It's just, it's one of those things, just not a priority right now. We have other priorities and trying to balance the budget, get tax relief. I mean, we just saw, I believe it was the state of Mississippi that no longer has a state income tax. I'm sitting here going, man,
oh, yeah.
If they can do it, we can do it.
Yep. Oh, I love that idea. If you had to guess, how many vetoes are we expecting? I mean, you know, she loves her veto pen. You guys love to override. But if you had to guess, care to speculate?
You know what? I'm going to say, just looking at what we've sent across there so far, I bet we're going to have somewhere in the 16 to 18 for policy. And maybe 15 to 20 in the budget.
In the budget.
That's my guess.
Yeah, she won't do the whole thing. She'll do line items.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Line item. And I know there are a number of things in there that she's going to line item, things that she doesn't like. I think she also understands that we have a very united legislature right now, in the Senate and in the House, that stands very well ready to support the votes that we have already made and ensure that we override her veto, every chance that we want to.
Well, there's 12 people that I'm aware of running for governor. I'm just curious, are you adding your name to that list? Heck, why not? I know Phil here in studio is thinking about it.
Negative, Ghost Rider. Not happening.
The pattern is full.
That's right. I love where I get to do. I love that I get to be a senator. I just took on that new role, and am really excited for that. We'll let other folks duke that out and get that sorted out. And I'm going to look forward to having an election off for the first time in 8 years.
Yeah, well, it sounds like there may already be another senator already in that race. So, Stephen, if folks want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to reach out?
Absolutely. So you go to my website, StephenOwens.com. That's with a P-H, StephenOwens.com. You can add your name to my email list right there on my front page, but it also has my cell phone number on it, my email address. I literally just sent out my latest newsletter about an hour ago. I try to do that during the session at least every Sunday, and then I'll go dark for a little bit while I catch my breath over the summer. But I love to connect people, love to help solve them state issues, and really love to keep people updated on what's going on at Topeka.
Brother, I appreciate you as always. Carry on the fight, my friend.
All right, buddy. Thank you, John. Let me know how I can help.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.